Okay, which muni came to take Lord Rama now? Who remembers? The end I stopped. Yes, Vishwamitra. Vishwamitra muni came to. He has just come. He has not spoken anything. Okay. And Lord Rama went to the school of?
Vasishtha.
Okay. Then, can you name the four brothers?
Yes.
See, this is monkey business, jumping from here to there. You know, it leaps now. So from Ramayana, direct jump to Mahabharata. Anyway, okay. Then, okay. Who was the Muni who can meditate on anything and produce a child?
Kashyapa Muni.
Areva? Oh, you people are attentively listening. Very good. Okay, Kashyapa Muni. And he meditated and he produced one child.
Okay.
And Rivandaka gave birth to?
Vishishtha.
So now you followed, na? Till yesterday, what happened? So any doubts you have? Yeah, okay. So now you know till end what happened. Okay. And Lord Rama, he had very good qualities. Hari Bol, sit down. You know, you should try to imitate Lord Rama in your activities. He would offer obeisances to his parents daily. Always, he was a very obedient child of his parents. He was a very obedient child. So you should get all these qualities of Lord Rama. Whatever his parents would say, immediately he would do. He would not do like this. If you like, see what we do, if we like certain things, if our parents say, we'll immediately do it. But if we don't like certain things, what we do? We don't do the thing. He was not like that. We'll see further how Lord Rama had such good qualities. And not only that, this Vishwamitra Muni, he came to the kingdom of Dasharatha. So, whenever a sage comes to your house, you should welcome him very nicely. You know, Dasharatha called him, invited him, he gave him his own throne. He told him, please sit down on my throne. And he washed the feet of Vishwamitra Muni. And then he sprinkled that water on everyone. The water which is washed the feet of a sage. Then he said, everything in my kingdom belongs to you. Do we say that when the sage comes? Any sage comes to our house? We never do like these things. Nowadays we never see these qualities. What did Dasharatha say? Everything in my kingdom belongs to you. Just order. Whatever you want, I am ready to give. My life belongs to you. Anything you ask, I am ready to give. Vishwamitra Muni said, is that so? You can give me whatever I want? So then yes, Dasharatha said, there is no doubt about it. So Vishwamitra Muni said that Vishwamitra was staying in the ashram called Siddha Ashram. In that ashram, there were these Rakshasas called Maricha and Subahu. And these two demons, they used to come and trouble them, all the rishis. When they used to do yajnas, these two demons used to come and they used to pass urine on that. They used to pass stool on that. Yeah, and then they used to throw dirty things on the yajnas. Very bad, you know, they used to disturb all the rishis. So Vishwamitra and all the rishis are fed up of these rakshasas. So Vishwamitra Muni told to Dasharatha that since you have promised me that you will give me whatever I want Lord Rama and Lakshmana to come and assist me so that they can defeat these Rakshasas. Dasharatha, you know, he loved Lord Rama so much, he cannot stay even 1 second without Lord Rama. So, he told to the Muni, Lord Rama and Lord Rama is very young. He is very tender. His limbs are very tender. He is not mature. He cannot fight those demons. you know, I will come and I will just sever the heads of those demons. You tell me, I will come and help you. So Vishwamitra Muni's eyes became so red. He became so angry. No one was able to see the anger of Vishwamitra Muni. Because Dashrath had promised him that he will give his son, I mean, he'll give anything. And now it was difficult for Dashrath to part from his, oh, specifically from Lord Rama. So then Vishwamitra was so angry. So he was trying to chastise, that is, he was trying to scold Dashrath. At that time, Vasishtha Muni advised Dashrath that you need not worry. You send Rama along with Vishwamitra Muni. You need not worry of anything. Send Rama along with him. So Dashrath, he had to listen to his guru. So it was very difficult for him to do this, but still he allowed Lord Rama and Lakshmana to go with Vishwamitra Muni. Now Vishwamitra Muni, Lord Rama and Lakshmana, they were going through different forests. And Lord Rama, he was very intelligent. He was always asking questions. Whenever he would see something, there was a river Sarayu. Over there, it was a river Sarayu and Ganga. They were meeting at one point. So, Lord Rama was asking questions of every place. So, what about this river? So, for that, Vishwamitra Muni said, Brahmaji, when he was creating, at that time, he created a lake called Manasa Sarovar in Kailash. Kailash is the place where Lord Shiva stays. So, he created this lake called Manasa Sarovar, and by seeing the devotion and the duty of Brahmaji, Lord Vishnu, he was so happy, he shed tears from his eyes. So, the tears from Lord Vishnu's eyes, it dropped into that lake. And this Sarayu river is having the origin from that lake, from Kailas. So like this, you know, Lord Rama, whatever he was seeing on the way, he was asking questions. And Vishwamitra Muni was answering. Then another place came. In that place, it was recited by many sages. So Lord Rama asked, what is the speciality of this place? So Vishwamitra Muni said, Lord Shiva, he meditated here. And to disturb his meditation, a person called Kamadev, he came and he disturbed Shiva. So Lord Shiva got angry. And then further there is pastimes. But the point is, that place is where Lord Shiva meditated and he defeated Kamadev. Who normally everyone is disturbed by Kamadev. But Lord Shiva was not disturbed. So that place is recited by many sages. And then further going, they were walking, they went to different places, and every day they would always obey what Vishwamitra Muni said. They were very obedient child. They never ever spoke lies, they never ever disobeyed their parents, never back answered their parents. Such good qualities they had. So every night when they would sleep, they would take care of their Guru Maharaj. Now their Guru was Vishwamitra Muni. They took care of Guru Maharaj, and next day early morning, Vishwamitra Muni would wake them up at 3:30 in the morning, 3:30, 4 o'clock, they would wake them up, and then they would go, they would take their bath, and then they would come, then they would do all the religious activities. All these activities they would do, and then they would go to the forest to collect wood for Vishwamitra Muni to perform yajnas. They would do so much sevas. Anything, whatever their Guru Maharaj, and they would go and bring fruits and all the things to serve their Guru Maharaj. So this is how they were serving their Guru Maharaj. Then one day what happened, when they were going through different forests, at one place they came, they saw that it was very dark. That place, that forest was very dark. It was as though no one was there in the forest, and it was as though it was being haunted by some this thing. So Lord Rama said, why is it so? So Vishwamitra Muni said that there was a Yaksha. His name was Suketu. And he had a very beautiful daughter called Tataka. She was very beautiful. She was pious. Pious means who are devotees. Huh? Who have devotional qualities. Who do devotion, they are pious. So she was very beautiful. She was pious. So this Suketu, he got her married to a Rakshasa called Sunda. He got her married to a Rakshasa called Sunda, and they both were living a very happy life in the forest. And they gave birth to a child called Maricha. But one day, this Sunda, he misbehaved in front of Angira Rishi. So Angira Muni, he cursed this Rakshasa, and not only cursed, and he made through his mantras, this Sunda, he gave up his life. That is, he was cursed as well as he left his life there. So Tataka and Maricha got very angry that because of a Rishi, my husband had to leave his life. They didn't know that the mischievous activities he did, but they just knew that he died only because of this Rishi. So from that day, they came and they troubled Angira Muni a lot. They troubled him. So Angira Muni, he through his mantras, he cursed them. He cursed Tataka to become a very ugly looking demoness, Rakshasi. She became very ugly. Her eyes were bulging. She became so huge. She had a big stomach. And she, her hair was all scattered everywhere. She was looking very ugly. And her son also, Maricha, he also became a very cruel Rakshasa. Now what was their job? Since they have become already so cruel, they were troubling all the rishis. They were troubling everyone, anyone and everyone, whomever they saw. So no one came there. That full forest was dark, and you know, no one came to that place. So Vishwamitra Muni told to Rama, now you have to kill this Rakshasi. Normally Lord Rama is very kind. He cannot, he has compassion. He is very kind to everyone. He said you should not be kind to this, although she is a woman, but still she is a demoness. So you should kill her. So Lord Rama with his bow, he just pulled a string of his bow. The voice of that bow was so huge that it entered the Tataka's cave. It was heard in all the four directions when Lord Rama strings his bow. And that voice went into Tataka's cave. And what did she do? She, from where is the sound coming? So she came out of the cave. She came in front of Lord Rama. Lord Rama, he was very compassionate. Oh, she's a woman. So what did he do? He just sent one arrow and she came running towards Lord Rama. Not only that, she had these mystic powers also. So she caused dust storm. So it darkened everywhere. Even Lord Rama and Lakshmana could not see anything. It was totally dark. And this Tataka, she came in front of Lord Rama. And not only that, she was pouring, a rain of stones. Instead of water, stones were dropping down. Just imagine. Not small stones, big stones were falling down on everyone. So Lord Rama, seeing her activity, he took his bow and he cut off her arms. Both her arms were cut, and not only that, Lakshmana cut her ears and the tip of her nose. Even if she is a demon, everyone is affected by their beauty. Understood? Everyone thinks, oh, I am so beautiful, and you know, my beauty is affected if my nose and my ears are cut. So she became very angry and she became invisible. She became invisible and she started again pouring lots of stones. Big stones were falling down. At that time, Vishwamitra Muni was telling to Rama, Rama, stop your merciful attitude. Become this thing, enough of your merciful attitude. Now twilight is coming. It is going to become dark. These demoness, you know, they have more power in the night. So you better kill her. So Lord Rama, he used one of his best arrows, very powerful arrows, and he shot that mighty arrow at the chest of this demoness and he killed Tataka. That is the meaning. Gora Tataka Ghataka Ram. Understood? So that is that line. Sri Ramachandra Bhagavan ki.
Yeah.
Oh, this way Lord Rama killed Tataka. Yes. So this way he killed her. And then further again, they went to Siddha Ashram. Siddhashram was a very beautiful ashram where Vishwamitra Muni was staying along with his disciples. So, as usual, they started doing yajna. And then when the yajna was about to finish, these two demons came. Who? And? Yes. Maricha and Subahu. Both of them came. And Lord Rama, he had decided. And they came and they did their usual things. They started disturbing the yajnas by throwing dirty things on the yajna, this thing. So, this Rama decided that these two, Maricha, actually they had a long life. So, I will not kill them, but I will see to it that they never come again and disturb the yajnas. So, Lord Rama, he used a very powerful arrow. And that arrow, he sent it on this one, Maricha. It was so powerful that it pushed Maricha far away into the ocean. Very far, so far he went deep, very far away that he will not come back. So that powerful was the arrow of Lord Rama. And then another arrow he left and he killed Subahu. So this way, Lord Rama, that lines come no, in Ramayana. Maricha dini patakaram Kaushikamaka samrakshakaram. Vishwamitra has another name called Kaushika because his gotra is Kaushika gotra. So he so that way he protected Vishwamitra Muni's yajna. So that is the meaning of that. Kaushikamaka samrakshakaram Shri Madahalyo. This one I will tell you. And further they were going. Hey, we didn't say no. Shri Ramachandra Bhagavan ki.
Yes.
Whenever he kills one demon, we should call Lord Rama. So that all those demons are also in our hearts, which make us to be bads many times. Right? We back answer our parents. We fight with our friends. We have so many bad qualities. Those are because those demons are existing in us also. So when we say Ramachandra Bhagavan ki jai, oh Lord Rama, kill that demon in my heart also. Okay. Further, Lord Rama, he was again, they were going in the forest. Again, they came to an ashram. But the ashram was very nice. But it was very lonely. That ashram was very lonely. So at that time, Lord Rama asked, why is this so? Why is this ashram so lonely? I mean, there is no one and all. So Lord Vishwamitra Muni said that there was a rishi called Gautama. What?
Gautama.
He had a very beautiful wife called Ahalya.
Ahalya.
Gautama Muni had a very beautiful called Ahalya. And every day, Gautama Rishi would get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. He would go to take bath in the river. Yeah. But there was, Indradev?
Yes.
He was attracted by the beauty of Ahalya. See, this is wrong. You should never, that is the Srila Prabhupada. He says, every woman is called Mataji. You should see every woman as a mother. Okay. You should not only, this Indradev, he got attracted by Ahalya. And one day what he did, he came a little early and he dressed up as Gautama Rishi. Basically in those days there was no clocks, no watches. In the early morning the cock would sound, it would crow, and that was the early morning call. And that time Gautama Rishi, oh it's morning, and he would go outside to take bath and come and then do his puja and all his worships. But that day it was very early, and Indradev, he came and he this school very early in the morning. So Gautama Rishi thought, oh, it is morning, and he left. At that time, this Indradev, he dressed up as Gautama Rishi. You are following what I am saying?
Yes.
He transformed himself. You say double role, na? Like that. He transformed as Gautama Rishi and he came to see Ahalya. He wanted to, he wanted to be with Ahalya for some time. He wanted to be like Ahalya to be his wife, like that. So he came there. So Ahalya, she didn't know that this is. She thought, oh, my husband is back. So she treated him like she normally treats her husband. So she, what happened? After some time, after his job was done, Indra, he went outside. But at that time, the original Gautama Rishi, he came in front of Indra. He thought, who is this? So he knew that this is Indra. By his powers, he knew this is Indra. So he came inside and he said, how is it that you spend some time with another person? See, normally the wives, they were very pure. They will not even talk to a person other than their husband. That is the purity of the ladies. At the same time, even the men, they will not look at any other woman. That was the purity in those days. It's not now. All boyfriends and girlfriends. It's not like that now. It was like that at that time. So pure they were. So this Gautama, because Indra did such a bad act of being with his wife, he cursed Indra that your full body will be filled with eyes. Eyes. Indra Dev's body is full of eyes. Because he did this wrong act. He used his eyes for doing a wrong act. That is why we should always use our eyes to see the picture of Krishna. Don't see this, you know, this dirty movies they show in the TVs. Don't see those movies. It's very bad. People, you know, they are spoiling you by showing those movies. When you see this, see, Indra Dev, like, I mean, this is very wrong. I mean, you're seeing all these pictures, your brain is getting affected. You become less intelligent. Huh? See, this is, instead of thinking of those things, you try how you can improve yourself. Try to learn things. So, this Indra got the... Indra got the curse and his body was full of eyes, and his wife, the Ahalya, she became a stone. She was cursed to become a stone. And then she prayed, she pleaded to her husband. I did in my ignorance, I did not know that it was Indra. I thought it is you. So that is why, because she begged for forgiveness, Gautama Rishi said, only in Treta Yuga, when Lord Rama will come here in this forest, when his lotus feet touches you, then you will get your body back. So Ahalya was waiting for so many years, thousands of years, in the form of a stone for Lord Rama to come. So in that ashram, that stone was there, and then Lord Rama came, he kept his lotus feet on the stone. Immediately, the stone transformed, and that Ahalya Devi, very beautiful, she came out of the stone. She offered obeisances to Lord Rama, she offered prayers to Lord Rama, and she continued to serve Gautama Rishi. Okay, so this is how that comes now. What is the line? Gautama Muni Sampojita Ram Sura. That is comes later, but before that. Ahalya comes. Shrimad Ahalyodarakara. So Lord Rama liberated Ahalya. Shri Ramachandra Bhagavan ki. So let Lord Rama keep his lotus feet on our hearts, so that our stone like heart melts and we start taking the names of the Lord. Okay? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So tomorrow...